HeidiTown.com. Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I'm the mayor of HeidiTown, the place for information on Colorado festivals and travel. The crazy summer festival season is underway, and it's still spring. I hope you have the Colorado Brewers Festival on your calendar. It's June 22nd and 23rd, so make sure you are in Fort Collins during that fun-filled weekend. And speaking of beer festivals, a brand new beer and food truck festival is rolling into Loveland this Saturday, May 18th. It's the Front Range Rally, and is being presented by Grimm Brothers Brewhouse on behalf of the Food Bank for Larimer County. More than 30 breweries will be participating, along with 15 food trucks. The event is being held in North Loveland in the Loveland Food Shares parking lot from 3 to 7 on Saturday, May 18th. I'll be missing this event because that's our 11th wedding anniversary and we're celebrating in Glenwood Springs. Speaking of Glenwood Springs, they've opened a new section of the Fairy Caves in Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park, and we're going to check that out while we're in town. If you were in the southwest part of the state this weekend, check out the 5th annual car show in Pagosa Springs. What a great little town for a car show. We drove through that area 2 weeks ago, and it was so beautiful. The flowers are blooming, and it's very green. We'll be back in Pagosa in mid-July for Renaissance Festival. I can't wait to stay and play in Pagosa Springs. Another big event is taking place in that area on Memorial Day weekend. It's the 13th annual Indian Arts and Culture Festival, taking place May 25th through June 2nd. Much of this event takes place at Mesa Verde National Park. There's also a juried Indian art market with featured artists from multiple tribes. If you haven't been to Mesa Verde National Park, this would be the ideal time to visit. Our visit is one of my standout memories. Last week, I had the opportunity to do two activities in Golden, Colorado. First, I visited the Colorado Railroad Museum. It is one of my favorites, and on this particular visit, I got to ride in a galloping goose. Three of the original seven galloping geese can be found at this museum. Created from a freight box mounted on an automobile frame, the geese allowed the Rio Grande Southern to continue passenger and freight service to remote parts of southwestern Colorado. They were less expensive to build and less expensive to operate than a traditional train. Check out ColoradoRailroadMuseum.org to find out when you can ride on a galloping goose. And while I was in the area, I went to see the Degas exhibit at the Foothills Art Center in downtown Golden. Fans of painter Degas shouldn't miss this show that runs through the end of June. Go to visitgolden.com for everything happening in Golden, Colorado. And before I sign off, I want to introduce you to the May recipient of the HeidiTown Gives Back campaign. Many of you may be familiar with it, as the sanctuary made the news last year during the High Park fire. The recipient is Wolves Offered Life and Friendship, better known by the acronym WOLF. Last summer, the wolves at the sanctuary had to be removed for several months because of the High Park fire, and unfortunately, the fire has created ongoing problems at the sanctuary. Thankfully, the 9th annual Waltz for the Wolves, the organization's largest fundraiser of the year, is just around the corner. It's scheduled for June 1st at Larimer County Fairgrounds. Learn more about Wolf and this gala at HeidiTown.com right now. You can visit Wolf online at wolfsanctuary.net. That's all for this week. If you want to stay on top of everything happening in HeidiTown, visit HeidiTown.com and join the town on Facebook and Google+. You can also follow me and my Colorado adventures on Twitter at HeidiTown. Thanks for listening.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.